Follow-up for Conrad Sperling, Sperling on January 24th, 2013. Top-down brain injury and pain management dictation. A 58-year-old man with status post-motor vehicle accident January of 2012 suffered closed head injury, chronic post-traumatic myofascial neck pain and exacerbation of chronic lower back pain and radiculopathy. 24 follow-up period. He attends cognitive therapy, which helps period patient has not gotten a SPECT scan due to poor venous access at the facility period. He reports some improvement in his pain. Period headaches have improved. Period there still daily, but not nearly as severe. Period. Patient sleeps better, but complains of increased anxiety. Period. Current medications are risperidone, temazepam, Depakote 250 mg twice a day, oxycodone, nortriptyline 75 mg, Flexeril, bupropion 200 mg. On physical exam, well-developed, well-nourished man, presents in a motorized scooter, but able to walk short distance and climb on examined inning table without difficulty. Period. The gait is antalgic and propulsed. Period. He has exaggerated thoracic kyphosis. 4.5 out of 5 weakness in left upper and left lower extremities. Diminished the tendon reflexes and right knee unobtainable. Left knee jerk and bilateral ankle jerks. Period. Reduced range of motion in the cervical spine and lumbar sacral spine. Assessment number 1, chronic post-traumatic headaches. Assessment number 2, a history of closed head injury with loss of consciousness. Assessment number next, chronic myofascial neck pain. Assessment number next, exacerbation of chronic lumbar sacral pain. Assessment number next, cervical radiculopathy. Assessment number next, weakness and radicular symptoms in left lower extremity. Assessment number next, mild traumatic brain injury. Period. The patient continues to attend cognitive therapy. Period. Unfortunately, I do not have any reports from his cognitive therapist, Dr. Veech, V-E-E-C-H, or the neuropsychologist, Dr. Kinesky, C-H-I-M-I-S-C-I. Assessment number next, anxiety. Period. Patient requests Xanax that he has taken before and worked well for him. Period. I would rather put him on a longer acting and anxiety medication. Let's do Valium, 5 milligrams, half a tablet, once or twice a day is needed. I may increase to a full tablet if necessary. Period. Follow up in 1 month with Dr. Feldman, Sinuric, PhD.